coming to you from Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire, a land of ice and snow. It's the Radio Thrift Shop. We play the dustiest of grooves from the early 1900s right through today. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. It's all about the joys of musical discovery. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening, and welcome to the Thrift Shop. Some cool sounds from a compilation called Praise Poems Volume 2, released in 2015 on Tramp Records. That was The Third Stream with In a Galaxy Far Away. And we started off with Timberlake, very privately released 7-inch vinyl single that's impossible to find, a tune called When the Time is Right. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and the time is right for listening to the Radio Thrift Shop every Saturday evening here at WSCS from 10 p.m. until midnight. And you can also tune in around the world at classicalwscs.org.
This is Bird Note. The northern Perula is a tiny bird with a big personality. Weighing barely more than a nickel, these North American warblers spend their days in search of tasty insects high up in the forest canopy. The northern Perula has a bright yellow throat and white belly. Their upper parts are slate gray, except for an olive-green patch that sits between their wings like a backpack. Males also sport a handsome chestnut-colored breastband. To get a good look at this varicolored wonder, first try listening for their unmistakable vocal feats. Like this upward trill, ending with a punchy note, a bit like pulling a zipper. Or a repeating series of boisterous, buzzy phrases. During the breeding season, males belt out these songs to find a mate and defend territory in the forests of the eastern U.S. and Canada. Meanwhile, females build small nests by hollowing out clumps of moss and lichen that hang up to 100 feet above the ground. After raising their young, northern Perulas head south to Mexico and the Caribbean for the winter, where they'll give their voices a bit of a rest till it's time to sing again in spring. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. Today's show is sponsored by Gary and Liz Kennedy Ketchison, who are grateful to Bird Note for introducing us to wonderful stories about birds from around the world, like the beautiful northern Perula.
To do a radio show. Don't have a playlist thought out before the broadcast. Don't always announce all of the songs. Don't talk fast or incessantly. Don't play well-known tunes. don't play any Taylor Swift. For more tips on how not to do a radio show, follow me at Radio Thrift Shop every Saturday night at 10 p.m. on WSCS. That's classical, WSCS.org.
Just wait. take you for a little while.
Band St. John's Wood with a tune called Take You for a Ride. Before that, we heard the one and only Dorothy Morrison with the Put a Little Love in Your Heart, released on Elektra Records back in 1969. And we started off with another private press 45 from Canada, Pierre Rochette and Solitude. Well, I hope you're not in solitude, but if you are, I hope you're enjoying listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here every Saturday evening on WSCS, and I've been here on the airwaves since 1999. Yeah, we're partying like it's 1999. In just a moment, we're going to hear a set of re-edits from the Galaxy Sound Company, so please stay tuned.
Exploring science in the sea. Earth's warming climate has really heated up Atlantic hurricanes in recent years. Two recent studies, in fact, found that hurricane wind speeds were boosted by an average of 18 miles per hour. That was enough to kick most of the hurricanes to a higher category, including some that were juiced up to Category 5, the most powerful of all. As the atmosphere heats up, it warms the oceans. And heat is what powers hurricanes. So warmer oceans make hurricanes more intense. Scientists studied the impact of warmer oceans on the intensity of hurricanes in the North Atlantic Ocean from 2019 through 23. In a separate study, they looked at the 2024 season. The researchers used records of sea surface temperatures, models of Earth's climate, and statistical analyses. They used those details to simulate what hurricanes might have been like without human-caused global warming. And they compared those results to the actual hurricanes. The results were astounding. The winds of 80% of hurricanes from 2019 through 23 were boosted by roughly one category. And all 11 hurricanes in 2024 were kicked up, by anywhere from 9 to 28 miles per hour. That includes boosts to the top level for both Category 5 hurricanes. Heavier winds cause more damage. They blow more stuff over and they create a bigger storm surge. So as long as the oceans keep getting hotter, hurricanes might keep getting stronger. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
It's the Radio Thrift Shop, where you never know what you're going to hear. If you have a musical request or a theme you'd like me to explore, email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com, and you'll receive a response from yours truly, Ye Old DJ Frederick. We're going to dig into an extended set now of choice cuts from the Galaxy Sound Company. Thank you.
music, man. Well, sing your song, music man, play your thing, yeah. We've been across the country doing our thing, breaking women's heart, just getting our fame. You better look out, darling, or don't you get in our way. We're looking for stardom. I said, now that's our name. Say, hey.
This is DJ Frederick, also known as North Country Fred. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. It's never the same program twice. Email me with any musical requests for future broadcasts. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. And I'll see if I can find your request while I'm digging in the record crates.
On a clear day, how it will astound you that the glow of your being outshines every star. You'll feel part of every mountain, sea and shore, and you can hear from far and near a world you've never heard before. But on that clear day, on that clear day, you can see forever and ever, ever more.
Up next is a postcard from the wind, an audio dispatch from Phil Corbett.
An icy morning and I'm downhill bound by noon. From my house in the mountains, getting to the park in the valley is a 19-mile drive. But that's because of the switchbacks and private roads and natural obstructions. On foot, especially on snow when the manzanitas are buried, it's only 5 miles. All downhill. Before I know it, I drop down to Winter's Creek. A tough cross with the snowbanks, but in just a moment of elevation loss, I've shedded my snowshoes and I'm passing through a tall pine forest. Deer bolting uphill toward the snow line. And when I reach the Davis Creek trail system, I continue down, descending to the sound of horns. Alpine horns. 10-foot-long tubes, over a half dozen of them, played by a group called the Sierra Alphorn Players. They host a public practice every Sunday at Davis Creek Regional Park at the bottom of the hill. Postcards from the Wind are produced by me, Phil Corbett. You can find the full podcast at thewind.org.
You're listening to Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. It's late night radio for the rest of us. Truly, free form. You never know what you're going to hear next.
Stop being so cryptic, man.
Right, but my life and your life eyes of the world will know. If they found this, it means that, oh, I'm still alive and having all the love that you gave me to survive. Oh,
great 7-inch release on Coal Mine Records, the Monophonics with The Last One Standing. And before that, we heard a fairly obscure tune by Sven Liebeck with Misty Canyon. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. It's like having a thrift shop on the airwaves. Here at WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and around the world at classicalwscs.org. I want to say thank you for listening and wishing you many blessings until the next broadcast.